This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
So when you first started, yes, you wanted some clothing that was more unique and rad and modern for your kids and for others. But did you know that, did you have a vision in mind to take it where it is today?
No, you know, I love being a mom, but I kind of always felt like I could do something more while I was at home. And so that was really the basis around it, was to have cooler clothes for my kids and to just have something to do. I never imagined it would. In fact, I was actually scared. Our initial investment, we kind of figured out that it would take us over a year to pay it off if we sold, you know, we kind of had a track going, and it was like, oh, we're never going to, you know, pay ourselves off. And we did it in like 3 months. So we, at that point was when it was like, okay, this is a business. Let's, you know, be serious about it. And so that's kind of when we knew we had something.
That's really cool. I usually like to ask that question. When did you know you were onto something? So that was the time, 3 months in.
Yes, 3 months in, we knew it was like, okay, take this seriously. It's not just a hobby.
That's so where do you find the space to put a screen printing?
Well, it started out just in my garage, and then slowly but surely every room in my house was Sandy Lake at some point. And even my dining room, like, had my desk in it. And we tried to just keep our overhead low from day one. And so we basically, just worked out of house, and I had my kids running around, you know, every minute of it, which I love. And now I kind of have a nice separation of work and in home, but I didn't have that for, you know, a couple years of this. So
I think a lot of entrepreneurs can relate to that.
Starting
my marketing company, I would clock in at my own and go into my office and be in there all day, and people coming over at first are like, this is kind of weird. This is crazy. Like, this is what we do when we're bootstrapping something. This
Leave me alone, because I've got to work.
This is my actual job. Yeah.
Yeah.
So how did your family feel about you taking over the garage with that equipment and then taking over the house?
Well, my husband, we had actually just moved into our house only a few months prior, and my husband, you know, always thought the garage would be like his place. And he had no room for anything. And I'm like the worst wife. Like, I would use his tools for my ink, and he hated it. So when we moved out, he was so happy. And now he has like his man broom bag or whatever he wants to call it. But he's so supportive, though. He's the one that kind of allowed me to put, you know, our first initial investment on our credit card. Like, we did not have extra money for this. And so, he just has always been supportive, and let me follow my dreams.
To hear full episodes of the Business Leadership Series, visit blsnow.net.
Derek Champagne here. So many exciting things happening in 2019. Join us. Visit derekchampagne.com.